For the GAC, we have a briefing now on IDN variants, so we will move directly into this briefing, and then we'll have a longer lunch break, perhaps. Okay, everyone, let's continue with our briefing, and then we will have our lunch break. So, if everyone could take their seats, thank you. So we now have a briefing from Dennis Jennings, who some of you may remember as a former board director, but he's here in his new capacity as the consultant project leader of the IDN variant TLDs program. Can I ask that there be quiet in the room? Okay. All right. So I will hand over now to you, Dennis, if you would, please.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather. This is Dennis Jennings for the record. So I'm going to give you a very brief update. We've only got 15 minutes, I understand, on the IDN variant TLD program. Continuation from the IDN variant issues program that has been completed. And I'd encourage you, if you need to know more, to come to the public session at noon on Thursday, where we have an hour and a half to go through this presentation and to discuss things in more detail and take questions. Next slide, please. So next slide, please. The background is that the variant issues project, which was to look at the issues related to developing working approaches to the deployment of IDN TLDs containing variant characters, was initiated by the board of ICANN in 2010. The approach that was taken was to have six case study teams from the community look at the issues associated with their scripts. There were six scripts chosen: Chinese, Script, Arabic, Devanagari, Latin, Greek, and Cyrillic as exemplar case studies. And those teams, with support from ICANN, produced issues reports. And then the ICANN team, further supported by members of the case study teams, produced the integrated issues report, which was completed at the end of last year and finally published and agreed in February this year. That integrated issues report indicated a number of next steps, and those next steps form the basis of the variant issues program, or a variant TLD program, which we will see on the next slide, please. And the program goals are to define the processes that must be in place to enable the management of IDN TLD, variant TLDs, that's IDNs with variant characters. And the work is focused on code point variants, or exchangeable code point variants only. And we'll see. We'll talk a bit more about that in a moment. Next slide. We published a timeline for the program in March and put it out for public comment. And you needn't go through this in any detail because we got public comment. And as the next slide will show, the comments we received were summarized here. So we should expand the number of scripts that were studied, and of course we will do that. There's a lot of support for variants. A lot of the community wants to move on for the reasons stated, to avoid user confusion and fraudulent uses. The feedback said prioritize code point variants over whole string variants. And the integrated issues report had identified two general classes of variants, those related to exchanging code points, Unicode code points, and those related to some characteristic of the whole string, like it was a synonym or a dialectic variant and so on. The integrated issues report highlighted the difficulty of having any definitive statement of what is or is not a whole string variant, and the feedback from the community was defer that and prioritize the urgent code point variants, and that's what we've done. Address individual community needs and don't create any advantage or disadvantage insofar as that is possible between script communities. Next slide shows that, in fact, this is feedback that we have to the revised program plan, which we will see in a moment, And that feedback to the public comment on the revised plan is closed. We're, the team are writing up the analysis now. And the concerns expressed about accommodating the processes to support different script communities. Some communities feel they are ready and could move faster and try and accommodate that. Concern about making sure that the first IDN variant TLDs are in the first batch of GTLDs. I don't think that's actually going to be possible unless there are undue delays in the new GTLDs. Collaborate with the technical and language communities, as we've done in the past, we'll do in the future, and get the terminology right. We had reverted to talking about IDN tables, whereas the integrated issues report was very clear on using phrases like the code point repertoire and the label generation rule set, and we're probably going to revert to that because they're more precise descriptions of what we're trying to do. So the revised project plan focuses on the issues that are on the projects that are on the critical path. We use the same numbering now as we did in the first plan, so the numbering is a bit strange. P1 is the format of the tables or the label generation rule set. Project P2 is the process, agreeing the process for how the IDN table or label generation rule set will be created and maintained. And the third project that's to be given priority is P6, which is looking at the user experience when variants are activated and what that means for the user, whether that's a software application or a human user, to ensure that there's a reliable, predictable, reasonable experience for those users, and to reprioritize the other projects. So as we'll see on the next slide, the revised plan is a lot simpler. The prioritized projects in greenish color on the left are pulled forward. The key decision date is pulled forward to about April next year, and these projects are going to be implemented in ICANN's fiscal year 2013. Key decision will be made, which we hope will be that the board will agree to proceed, and then we go into the fleshing out these processes, actually developing the table, and so on. We'll see those in a minute. So if we move to the next slide, and again the next slide, here is a more detailed description, and I don't have time here to go through this, so I'd encourage you, if you have interest in the details, to come to the public session on Thursday. Here's a description of Project 1, the IDN table format specification, or the label generation rule set specification. And by the way, I am speaking fast, and I do apologize to the scribes, who are doing a fantastic job of keeping up with me. Thank you, scribes. So that's the description of the Project 1. The next slide shows one of the key projects, Project 2.1, which is to determine the approach to developing the code point repertoire and the label generation process for the root zone. And this project has to be completed before any IDN variant TLDs can be implemented. So this is a critical project. If we look at the next slide, we'll see the overall timeline for that. We hope in July to publish a straw man proposal, a round of consultations with volunteers. I'll talk about volunteers in more detail in August. First draft process in September, second round of consultation with volunteers across the globe, revised process, and publish the process in March 2013. So that's our target, and we'll do everything that we can to achieve that. On the next slide, we see the third of the critical projects, Project 6, which is to examine the user experience implications when variant TLDs are activated in the root, to try and study the user experience implications when two or more variant TLDs are activated. To make sure that that experience is reasonable. Also, of course, if some of the variants are blocked, what are that implications for the user experience? And this project also must be completed before any IDN variant TLDs may be implemented. So these are on the critical path. If we look at the next slide, we'll see the overall timeline for that. If you could move to the next slide. And you can see from that we have... we're going to launch a study proposal here in Prague on Thursday. We're going to execute that study. with experts who are expert in user experience aspects through July, August, through the summer. Post a draft report for public comment in September. Second public comment consultation in Toronto. Revise the report and publish it in January. So all going well, these three critical first step projects will be finished by March, April of next year. On the next slide, you'll see the follow-on projects that will be implemented once we've completed the projects I've described, subject, of course, to a go or no-go by the ICANN board. Project 2.2 is actually to take the process that's been developed in 2.1 and to populate the tables or the label generation rule set for the route zone. Depending on what a process is defined, that may be populating the whole route zone, or it may allow differential progress for script and script communities that may be able to move faster than others, but we don't know that yet. P7, Project 7, is updates to ICANN's GTLD and CCTLD programs, and P8 is the updates to the operations to actually get ready for the delegation and activation of variant TLDs. On the next slide, we have identified some of the issues that we think will have to be addressed. And what we've committed to the community is that as we identify issues through this process, we'll publish them so that people are aware of them, so that if there are issues that that parts of the community, whether it's the GAC or the GNSO or whomever, feel they need to look at, there will be a published list of those. The ones we've identified so far are listed there. An interesting one is the first one, the atomicity or the indivisibility of an IDN variant TLD set. Is a variant set a string and its variants? Is that a unique entity that's indivisible? So if there's a challenge to any variant, whether it's an activated or a blocked one, the whole set is challenged. That's an issue that we don't know the answer to. What are the conditions, technical conditions and other conditions, for delegating a variant TLD? What are the evaluation requirements and fees? What are any issues arising from ongoing fees for registries and registrars? Are there any particular requirements for registries and registrars, whether these are contractual or conventional, that are required for registries and registrars to adhere to in order to operate a successful business and provide a reasonable user experience? What are the implications for the who is? I know there's work being done on that, but variants add complexity. And lastly, on this list of issues, are there any particular rights protection mechanisms that need to be added in order to address the fact that there are variants and some of those variants may be blocked? And that might lead back to item one, which how are rights protection mechanisms affecting the fact that a variant TLD set is an atomic indivisible unit or not? So these are the issues. We'll update them. And the GAC may be interested in one or more of these issues, either from an information, technical, or policy perspective. And we, as I said at the beginning, we've committed to keep everybody up to date with the issues that the community identifies during this process. On the next slide, a call for volunteers has been launched. The closing date for responses is the 13th of July. And we're seeking volunteers, as we did for the issues projects, to participate in this work, because it has to be driven by the community who understand their scripts and languages. We're seeking volunteers with expertise in DNS, IDNA, Unicode, and in particular with linguistics, so as to build the process that will be used to populate the tables for the route. We're also looking for people with an understanding of ICANN's role and responsibilities, including in policy development. So far, from what I've heard, we are getting quite a lot of volunteers. I think one of our challenges will be to pick the group of volunteers. But that's a good sign and a good problem to have, and we would encourage you and through your contacts, people with expertise, to volunteer by the 13th of July. It is extremely important that this project, this particular project, the process for building the label generation rule set, and then subsequently the process for filling it, is driven by the needs of the communities who use the scripts and the languages that will be encoded in the strings. And next slide, I think, simply says, are there any questions? So I'm sorry for the rush through, but I know your time is short, and I've taken 14 of the 15 minutes, so I'd encourage you to come to the Thursday session. Thank you. Heather.
Thank you very much for that presentation. I do think we can take a few minutes if anyone has a question or comment that they would like to make at this time. We do welcome the public session that's going to be held as well, and that is another opportunity for GAC members to comment as well. So I don't see any requests at this time. So we will take your briefing as given, and thank you for coming and to give us some insight into the work that's ongoing as part of this project on IDN variants.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So please, let's take our lunch break and return at 2 o'clock in this room. Thank you.